Okay. Last thing we learned was the bottom line of Testament days. Amar Abaye b'Gilad Shlichi writes him. Gilad, which is by every Yarday, there were many writes. So this is Gilad Tiryas Payale Oven. Gilad is a city of people who do Averis. Akuva Midam. My Akuva Midam. Amar Avalaza Shayu Oikthin Lahara Zapashis. That they would ambush people and kill people. The same thing, Maishna Mahaigis or Mahaigis of the Meraki, Maishna Masih the Makardi. Why the three cities were spread equally. So anybody in between two cities would be closer. Amar Abaye, because Pishkem Nami Shichi writes in the Tzid, the Kichike Ish Gedudim, Hever Kainim Derech Yiratsu, Shchema, my Hever Kainim, Avalaz Hashem, Eskabu Lai, Pashu, Kainim Alalu, Shemeskabim, Lachvay, Chumet, Chumet, Beit Hebron. So the Gemara says that in Gilad and in Shem, the Shichi writes him, and therefore you needed additional Arei Mikla. So the Kasha is, obviously, that somebody who kills the Nezid gets Nisa. I mean, someone who kills Bishayge goes to Gaul. So what does Shichi writes him have anything to do with making more Arei Mikla? Why make more in Mikla? Because the Shlichi writes him, it's a tell. So the Baruch Taisus of Testament Beis says something difficult to understand. The Taisus, Begila Shlichi writes him, so Taisus says, Pirish Allahachi Yisrach Nulari in Mikla. Lafishik, Shahargim Mezit, Tulay Eidim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezamnum, Lepudik Echa, Kavim Lekamon. Gemara in Yeram Adai says, the Mashal HaKadmoini, which is that the Rabbani Shalaylam make sure everyone gets his fair punishment. And if one person killed the maid and one person killed the shaygeg, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts them together in the same place. And the one who killed the shaygeg is looking up the ladder. The one who killed the maid is underneath. And he falls, the shaygeg falls on top of the maid. And he kills him. And then the shaygeg goes to God. So it has that into the kasha. Has that into the question? So there are a lot of, in Gilad there are a lot of murderers. And therefore, but that whole story of the Mashal HaKadmoni has to start with someone who killed B'Shaygeg on his own. You still won't have more people killing B'Shaygeg than you would have had anyway. No? The total people who killed B'Shaygeg is the same. Is that Shant Taisus? Is that what Taisus is saying? The only X number of people killed the Shaygeg. I mean, it doesn't happen that often that people kill the Shaygeg. So, because the Shlichi writes them, there are going to be, how many more people are going to kill the Shaygeg? What? Now, let's say, normally you would have 1,000 killed the Shaygeg, 1,000 killed the Nezid, and 1,000 who killed the Shaygeg later are going to fall on top of 1,000 that killed the Nezid. Now, instead of 1,000 and 1,000, you can have 1,000 that killed the Shaygeg and 50,000 that killed the Nezid. You still only have 1,000 that killed the Shaygeg. You still have the same number of people. No, Mashal HaKadmoni is only someone who previously killed the Shaygeg without Eidim, is now going to kill the Shaygeg with Eidim. But if you didn't kill previously the Shaygeg, then Hashem wants to get rid of somebody who killed the Nezid, he doesn't have to have another person kill him. We could have the person who gets an accident and the person just fall into the water. Right?
So you're killing
him, so you're saying. That's not Shad and Tysus. You might be with Shad. That's not Shad and Tysus. So,
So
the Maram says this chapter. The Maram learns Shad and Taisus. So let's say it's taka true. The amount of Shaygigim are the same as Futlaret and Eretz Yisrael. The amount of people who killed the Shaygigim. But since the Mashal HaKadmoni is that Hashem brings people who killed the Shaygigim to Ritzayach, and he is going to accidentally kill the Ritzayach, the Ritzayach gets his doom. So being that they are more Ratzchanim and Ever Hayardim, so the Rebbeinu Shalom set it up that the people who killed B'Shaygeg in Eretz Yisrael are going to end up, I don't know, maybe they went on vacation to they're going to go there for a business trip or on a vacation, then they're going to kill somebody who killed the neighbor. So that a disproportionate, let's say there are an equal number of people who killed B'Shaig in all of Eretz Yisrael. But the whole Mashal HaKadmoni is that somebody who killed B'Shaig will do it again in front of Eidim. So when he does it again, which is with the Siyata D'Shraya, Hashem will make it happen in Eidim HaYadim, so that people who killed the neighbor will end up being killed. Follow? So that the B'Shaig of Eretz Yisrael will end up in Eidim HaYadim as well. This is the way to my Ramah says. Upon him, Tesis Kasha seems stronger than his Teretz, if I may say that, I don't know. The Ramban says another Teretz, it's here printed on the side of the page. A Ramban the Pirish HaChumish says a second Teretz. Afa Pisha Ein HaMikwat Ela B'Shaigigim Hayu Sheikhin Damin B'Nirba U'marin Asma K'Shaigigim. You know what the Ramban learns? Why in Gilad did they need more Arei Miklat? Why? Because the people who would be killing the Mazid, they don't want to go to jail. So they would fake it and make believe they killed the Shaykh. So in the Mela, there were more people who best and said, Paskin, they killed the Shaykh, because he had all these phonies that killed the Shaykh. That's the Rabban's challenge. That's what's fair with the Rabban's challenge. The difficulty with the Ramban's pshat, the morale on Chumash is the kasha. So we're setting up more Arei Miklat so that the phonies could get there more easily? What are we setting up more Arei Miklat for? So that these people who killed the Mazid and they believe they're killing B'Shaig should get there more easily? I thought for them we're setting up to make it more easy. That seems to be the problem with the Ramban's pshat. So the morale says it's his own shot, which is a nice thought. He says that in a society where Shchichi writes him, so people are not careful with human rights in general. In any society where there's more Ritzicha, there's going to be automatically more killing B'Shaigim. Because the more Ritzicha there is, the less careful people tend to be with human life, and therefore when they're chopping wood they won't be so careful if somebody is near them or someone is far away from them. It's going to end up that death won't be such a the possibility of death won't be such a pattern. In the main word there'll be more people who kill B'Shaig. That's the morale chat. The Tom once said that the newspapers the Avla of newspapers, not just the pictures they have of Zud, but that they have pictures of dead bodies, of people dying. It should be that if a human being sees a dead body, he should be all shaken up. He should be all, I think most of us, if you went in the street and there was an accident and they saw a sheet draped over a dead body, maybe we'd notice it, but I don't think we'd necessarily have nightmares the next night. Because we all saw pictures in the papers already, or TV. People have seen it. So that makes the person less sensitive to the avla of death. So that's what the Maharal is saying. That in a place where we have more ratzchanim, it's a problem. People get used to death, so they're not so careful with protecting life.
Isn't there a man saying that there's going to be somebody ponies, but they'll
be causing
the ones
who are,
authentic,
Shaygin.
Not to be
upset. I'll explain in a second. There could be something like that. I just did a fourth shot that Rasha says that Mezidim also runs Ari Nikla. You need the Ari Nikla so the Mezidim can run them. What? Mezidim for everyone first runs the emission seven. Tchila, everyone runs it. And afterwards, you take it to bed. So the Mezidim also have to go, what? Same time, we're doing favors to the Mezidim. Same time. So that's fortune with him, right? A fifth Terence. Fifth Terence. Also in the morale also two to us in. says that in Gilad Shchichi writes them has something to do with the avir of the place. Somehow, the spirituality of the place is such. I mean, there's a reason why the Gilad Shchichi writes them. It has something to do. Something to do with it. I mean, maybe like we met Rav Tzadik the other day, that it was Bnei Yosef that was Shchichi writes them. Well, whatever it is, there's some reason that it's Shchichi writes them in Gilad. Whatever reason it's Shchichi writes them in Gilad, it's the same reason. Whatever supernatural reason there is, that'll make more Shagigim too. It'll make more Shagigim. Tzadik said that the people of Gilad and Shem are Bnei Yosef. And Bnei Yosef are prone to Kaab. And the Meila, they looked there by Arayas. He said people who looked there by Arayas are prone to Kaab. And they're going to balance. And therefore he said they're going to be more Ratzon. Whatever reason, you have more people kill them, there'll be more people kill the Shaykh. That's it. Yeah? That's the point of sacked in, right? As soon as he kills, he runs there. The other guy can't kill him.
What's the point?
Why? The guy, you mean the guy who's going to lie to kill him?
Right.
I understand. The assumption is that the guy like down, even if he runs after him, we'll leave him alone in the airman. Yeah, Adam is accustomed to the fact that or anybody like, you don't kill people. The what I'm fighting to us already. Another terrorist in the Fun Yapai Shavatira, very interesting terrorist. He says that really more people should die to Shankings than die. People really were all careless. And it's really like a miracle that not more people get killed to Shagig every single day. Mm-hmm. You see after the Shemaya. Because, I mean, today when you have cars, it's definitely that day. Like, it's amazing that so few people get killed to Shagig compared to how careless people tend to be. But that's the course. You see after the Ashkafa process, because it's broken to text people. So, he says, really, according to the carelessness of human beings, there should be more people dying to Shagig. But there's Ashkacha practice, so less people die to Shekin. In Gilad, where there are a lot of rights, then the rights, then they don't have Ashkacha practice. Hashem's not going to protect them. So in Meila, there are going to be more people dying to Shekin in Gilad than anywhere else. You hear what he's saying? What? No, they're being killed, getting killed in Shekin. In other words, people who are careless, somebody who drives, right, today we have cars, they need to drive their wagons. So, really, the way people drive, I guess, wagons or horses, more people should die. Because you see, after the Shema, you have people don't. So, since the Gilad Shchichi writes them, so Kishbarku doesn't give them Ashkacha process, so it doesn't protect them with everything with the Ashkacha process. And maybe more of them are going to die. There will be more people who die, to Shaykh. So, they don't go to Galus. But they attack a careless. They attack a deserving. Just normally, if there's a certain Ashkatha, you can't just kill anybody. That's right. So Hashem's not going to protect the God of Israel. But he deserves it. He was careless. The person he killed, it was attacking a careless. And he deserves it. And then we have to see statistics. I mean, according to the terrorists, it should be that in Harlem, or in Dr. Hall, in any community where there are more murderers, there should be more accidental deaths too. I'm just going to find it that way. But now the problem with this parent is, so it's not that the Shichi writes them. If it's Shichi, Idea, Idea, Zara, it should be the same thing. That seems to be the hole in this parent. Now I once told you, you have a kasha with a lot of terutzim. I mean, there's no real solid parent. I shouldn't say that about places in Rambam, but the point is that everyone has kashas on each other. This parrot also seems to have a hole in it. That then it shouldn't be Dr. Shlichi writes them. It's Dr. Shlichi Rishayim. So then also they shouldn't have to be on each other. Rav Moshe has a seventh parrot. Nigus Moshe Chayshir Mishpat Simukun Zayin. And he says that in the place where Shchichi writes him, the Goyal Adam is not going to have Rahmanis. Normally, a Goyal Adam will have Rahmanis, will be hesitant to kill. So if they're Nikmah are further away from each other, and they'll be able to get. But in a place in the Wild West where everyone has guns and the Shchichi writes them, so the Goyal Adam also is going to be quick to shoot. He's going to be more effective. He'll be a more effective murderer. These are the seven Jerusalem that I know. But I think, just shot, Begilat Shchichi writes him, therefore what? Let's say there are more people died in Shchichi. So therefore what? So therefore, why do you need to be already Nikla? So that... is that why? Or... what? There are two ways you can learn the Gemara. You can learn Begilat Shchichi writes him, therefore you need more. Either there's a question of capacity, that the city won't be big enough to hold all of them. If the Gemara says later, it's now the Irgadol. Right? So you could learn that the Gilat Shchichi writes them, therefore we need more cities just to hold enough people. Or, and once we're making it, we make it a big difference. Or you could learn, like you're saying, that, what are you talking about? There's never going to be so many writes them to fill up two cities. It's just, the Shchichi writes them, they have to be closer. They have to be closer to each other. The thing is, there are two ways to learn. Rav Moshe is learning that it's closer. You should be able to get away from the Goyal Adam. The same thing to Marsha. The Marsha said that why do you need more cities so the Mezidim could get there? Now the Mezidim doesn't only stay there for a few days. It's not going to be a problem of overcapacity. It won't be room in the city. It's also so it should be closer. Marsha apparently learned that way. Well, you could learn that there's a question of there being enough place in the city. If you learn that it's a question of there being enough place in the city, the Ramban is more understandable. The Ramban said that there are going to be many people that are going to be mezidim, and they're going to take it out, they're going to stage it as if it's a shayin. So the morale is, so for them, for their protection, that's why we're making more Aramaic life. That was the morale of Kasha under Ramban. And we're going to try to protect people who are mezidim and faked out that they're shaykh, for them we're going to make more in Nikla. So if you learn that the idea is that you be closer, you get there more quickly, then the morale is right. So for them we're going to make it easier. But if you learn, the pshat is that the cities will be full to capacity, then the Ramban is good. Because the mezidim will make the shaykh game are going to fill up the city. The name of a real shaykh is not going to have a place to go. A real shaykh is going to have to clean the street. What? Let him go across the yard. And it appears that that level of Golis is not what was required by the Tyrus. Tyrus spread the army for the people to go to Golis, but within their area. Akopanim, this is the Kasha. Alright, there's one more Kasha I had last week at the end of Shir. I said I didn't find the Kasha anywhere. Since then I found the Kasha. Yes, it's good the six Ari Nikla were more in Eva Yarden than in Eretz Yisrael because they have more rights. But the other 42 cities, which also save rights, are spread equally in Eretz Yisrael. As a matter of fact, if you take a total of all 48 cities, it was spread exactly equal in all of Eretz Yisrael. Every Shevet had four, pretty much every Shevet had four Ari Mikla, four out of the 48. And everything evened out. So what does it mean? Begilat Shchichi writes in the make three. Why do we make three? What does that help you? It's not just six cities that say, it's 48 cities that say. And the 48 cities were spread Shava b'Shava in all the Shvatim. So Gilad, it had more rights than, so what did you gain? By putting three cities there on Eva Yarden. It equals out anyway in the 48 cities. So this Kasha is in the Ramban, the Parshas Maaseh, and this Pasuk. Ramban is the Kasha and he's Leibstar. Let's go to the next Gemara, and maybe we'll have a tariff. But the Kasha, the Ramban is the Kasha, and he does not have an answer. Okay, let's see the next Gemara. Suleka, right, about a dozen lines down on Yud Amral. Suleka, Baksir, Ba'leyev, Tidnuar, Ba'am, Mishayim, here there were another 42 cities. Amrabaya, Halalu, Kheltoi, Bain Ladak, Bain Shalai Ladak, Halalu, Ladak, Kalta, Shalai Ladak, Bain Kalta. The whole difference between the six cities and the 42 cities is that the six cities, even if you go into the city for other reasons, you just went to buy milk, you just went to visit a relative, you went into the city not because you knew it's near Mikvah. So the six say no matter what, and the 42 only says if you go in the dark. Sounds like a very tiny difference between the six cities and the 42 cities. Later, the Gemara says another difference about your Gimel, that in the six cities, you don't have to pay rent. The Ritzayah gets free rent in the six cities. In the 42 cities, they have to pay rent. Also, it's not a big, I mean, it's a big difference if you're the one paying the rent, but, you know, it doesn't sound like an earth-shattering difference between the six cities and the 42 cities. Everyone knows six are in Mikvah. Comes out that very minor difference between the 6 and 42. How does the guy like Adam know? It's a very good question. How does the guy like Adam know why the... I don't know if I'm going to answer this. The question is a question. For me, he's just visiting as opposed to settling. Yeah. There's a third Nakamina between the six cities and the 42, the seven Arachayim HaKadosh and Parshas Maaseh, if the cities become filled to capacity, in the six cities, the Levian would have to move out to make room for more rights. In the six, Levian would have to move out of their apartments to make room for somebody to attack the Sheikh. In the 42 cities, that doesn't apply. 42 cities are called Arei Levi'im, not called, in other words, the name of the city for the 42 is Arei HaLevi'im. Levi'im have Kedima. They live there, they don't have to move out. Arei Miklat, they're also Arei Levi'im, but they're called Arei Miklat because the Miklat aspect takes precedence to the Levi'im aspect. They live all over Eretz Yisrael, that's where they got the Chabad Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave that Eretz Yisrael. They only have 48 cities. They only went up to Yerushalayim 2 weeks a year, 3 weeks a year. And that's it. So this is what the Arachayim HaKadosh says, and the Nechassino brings it down in the Tzav Ches, and he's Matzmiya, he says, what's the Makar for this Arachayim? Just he says it on his own. At any rate, all of this, even you have three Nafkaminas, it's not satisfying. Anybody who wants to even punish, it took anybody, Shei Shari Niklat. It's a very, the whole idea, it sounds like something's missing. Shei Shari Niklat. I mean, it sounds like you have 48 cities, very tiny differences between the 6 and the 42. Very minute differences between the 6 cities and the 42 cities. That is not a satisfying. Habala Bas is learning punish Yeshua from those of you. He says, what's special about the Shei Shari Niklat? You tell him, well, no rent, and they would ask, they would say, why that, huh? Why? The rent? Well, it's a big difference to the first, the Torah saw, like the Torah made six Shari Niklat for the rent, and that's the whole reason the Torah set up six, and the Torah should have been set up three, and what? How often does a person happen to go to the city Shalom? He just happened to kill the Shaygeg and happened to go to the city Shalom with God. Like, well, no, all 48 were. True. Sure.
That would be a logical means. It's not like, you want to fix why they were spread out evenly all over. Probably so. Sorry, so it doesn't answer the previous question. The Gemara on the Mishnah says, "Don't you see, right?" The third kasha. Look at the Mishnah. La'echon daylin mori nikmar shal shemayver yah shal shemayt zinam. What kind of Mishnah? So the Mishnah is, let's say someone just wants Mishnah. You say you're not included. You have 48 cities, no? La'echon daylin mori nikmar shal shemayver yah. What's going on? You tell someone how to go to run away, you tell them they're 6? They're 48. They're 48. They're all signed. But they still what Moshe and Mishnah. The Shoshu Shabeva Yai, the Shoshu Shabeva Yai, the Shoshu Shabeva Yai. Yeah, well, one is one stop and one not. If this one's covered, Shabeva Das. If a person gives me a way to run, I hit some garland, so it's not going to mean anymore. It's only with that. So if he gives me a way, can I get free rent? I understand. But that's not a view to the free rent. So,
Because
of
that,
right?
Because
that I think they all had the same din that the coyote, that they would not be too big, not be too small. But I don't think it's different size.
The Meshechachma, the Pashas Manasseh and also the Sutton Sameach, the Ragachava, both say the same decide. They say that there's a major difference between the six cities are Arei Mikvah. The cities designed to save Reitzim. It's a din Arei Mikvah, it's a din of the city. The other 42 cities saved because of the din of Machna Leviyah. It says that in the Midbar, someone killed the Shigei, he ran to the Machna Leviyah. Now there's a din that Ari Nicholas says, and there's a din that Machna Leviyah says, the place where Leviyah lived is saved. Major Nafkamina. If there are no Leviyah living in the 42 cities, they don't say. The 42 cities are not the Etzem Ari Nicholas. The 42 cities say, because of the fact that they're Ari Leviyah. The 6 cities are the Etzem Arei. So that, by the Bayesheni, when the Levium did not come back to Eretz Yisrael, when Ezra, very few Levium returned to Eretz Yisrael in the Bayesheni. The 42 cities were talking about Kailit, the Bayesheni. Maybe if there was a city that was settled by Levium from the 42, then it was Kailit. But in general, very few Levium came back, right? Ezra took away Meiser from the Levium, he gave it to the Kailit. Because the Levium did not go back to Eretz Yisrael. So then, the 6 Arei Mikvah still say. See, the part is that it's not a difference, Ladash, Laylodash, red, not red. It's just a simit of what they are. They are, these 6 cities are cities for Mikvah. That's why there's no red. Because there are some cities for Mikvah. The 42 cities are Mikvah, the fact that they're Arei Levium. They are no Levium, they don't say. Our Mishnah, which was written this man by Yesheni, very good, La'echon Gailin, Mori Mikvah, Shal Shemeh Yag, Shal Shemeh Yisrael. It's very nice, because in the time of the by Yesheni, Taka, you only had 6 cities to run to. What number of Levium, I can't tell you. What makes a city a Ir HaLevium? Does that have to be right Levium? I don't know. Medea Lashon. They used to bring them. Because they couldn't, Ezra tried. They didn't listen. Medea had comfortable homes in Baltimore. They didn't want to go back to Israel. They're not going to get Karka. They didn't want to go back. They go back to Shadi Shamish, the Kayanim. Kayanim at least got covered in the base of Mithish Medea. The last. Yes, therefore what? First of all, this is what the Meshechach and the Ragachava say. So, in the there's a safer, what?
Why did the Gemara say it's not Kamina? Since they starting the Torah. When they're Orei Mevi'im, this is not Kamina. But it's just a symbol of the fact that Orei Miklot are be'etzem Orei Miklot. They're Kailas because of their Metzius, even if you go slow with that. The 42 cities are only Kailas because they're Mevi'im. In the Sefer Moshe Shemin, to show some of you that, he wants to say that this would answer the Ramban's question. That since Gilad Shchichi writes them, the Torah ensured that there would always be at least three cities in Eivar Yarday, just like three cities in Eretz Yisrael. We asked, how 48 cities are spread evenly? The Taka, the time you have 48 cities, so it's not so hard to run away. Then in Eivar Yarday you have 10, because it was 38 in Eretz Yisrael, 10 in Eivar Yarday. So you have 10, so 10 cities are plenty to run to, it's not a problem. When Gilad Shchichi writes them, there's a reason the Torah wanted to ensure that there be Orei Miklot, that these cities that will definitely say at all times. And that's why there they are. There were three, and I told them, these are the Orei Miklot. These are the ones which are really primary to a great degree. Akhbar, the Meshach Kochman, the Kochman Sameach, to me is a very satisfying thing. What it basically does, I mean, it makes a nafkamina, so we'll be in idea on that. But more than just making a nafkamina, the idea is to try to explain that it's a difference in the metzias of the city. One is the etzem, the character is that it's an ear miklat. And one, the character is that it's an ear, you know, kainim get the first aliyah in shul. There's no kainim in Yisrael yet. Yisrael gets the first aliyah, it's all the same. It's not the same. The Kayin gets the Kayak that he's a Kayin. And Yisrael gets because there's nobody. It's the same thing, but it's different. The same thing you have in the Miklot and Ir Elavim. It's the same, but it's not the same. In the Ir Miklot is the Etzem in the Ir Miklot. Ir Elavim is that. Aryeh showed me in the Aruch HaShulchan, it was a tough papay. In the Aruch HaShulchan, the Pesha Mishpat. In the top papay to cut Samach Beis, he said that all of the dinei ir miklat, by the fact that you paint the road, or that you make signs, or that you bring water to there, or that, I assume that the Rebbe has to go, all the other dinei ir miklat, of course in the Sudas, are all also only in the six cities, not in the 42 cities. All these dinei we're going to learn soon in the next Gemara are in the six cities, not in the 42. Fits in well with the whole thing because those six cities are already Miklat. They're prepared that they should be cities for Miklat. The 42 cities are already Levian. They're already Levian. There are also Kailas. One is the Ikar of the city and one is sort of the top of the city. And back to the Gemara. Chevrain, you're Miklatu, of Sivi, you know, the Kalei, the Chevrain, Tashadibar Mashi. Rabbiya, Harbadot, the suburbs. He got the area around Hebron. You have Hebron proper and the area around Hebron. You should know that the city of Hebron today in Eretz Yisrael is not the city of Hebron that you read about in the Torah. How do I know? Because the Maaretz HaMachpelah was not in the city. You read the Chumash, the Maaretz HaMachpelah was in the fields around the city. And whatever the Parvata, the area around the city is the Maaretz HaMachpelah. Rabbeinu Bechai says it's the Perish, the Perish on Kayasara, that the Maaretz HaMachpelah was Chutz L'Ir, it wasn't in the city proper. Today, the Maaretz HaMachpelah was in the city of Hebron. Because it just became that way. Since the Maaretz HaMachpelah was there, people settled around the Maaretz HaMachpelah. But this Parvata is the area of Israeli and Kalei Ben Yefuneh's area. The same thing the Gemara says, Kadesh, Kadesh, Yerikvot Abay, Yapsiv, Ari Mitzar, Hatzad, and Tzar, Hathamash, Rekhus, the Kinneret, the Kadesh, Vejrei, Ben Chasar. V'tan Yarm Alol, Lein Oishnei, Elei Kirim Kitanim, Lein Kvachim Gidelem, Elei Yari Stegenis. So it couldn't be in Yer Mitzar. Am Rav Yaisa Kadesh Abay, Am Rav Ashi, Kadesh, we come backward to Simul.
Like you have, even nowadays, you could have two cities with the same name in different areas. So there were two cities with the same name. Peter Mashah said the reason that the Eir Yikva couldn't be walled cities is because of Mitzayra. When somebody kills the Shaygeg, he runs to Eir Yikva and he becomes a Mitzayra. He said, I have to leave a walled city. So that means it's missing an Eir Yikva. It's not Kailit. Everybody. It has to be eligible for everybody, even if someone's a Mitzayra. Because the Hezman, that's why it couldn't be a walled city. Kufa arim alav alein nice and nice and nice and town like often gedel man is painted. Same as Shiva nice alav and mucking my idem. You gotta make sure it has water. Make sure it has water. All ancient cities are on rivers. You look at a map, you'll see it's until plumbing there was no such thing as a city except by a river. The make sure my idem if you have my mind. Same as Shiva nice alav and mucking shvakim. And Shiva nice alav and mucking booklessim. You have to be people there. It's not the Mesiv in our land. It's not the Diureyim. The Diureyim can only be in Israel. They left with them like Zayim, like the Mitzuda. They were in the Chemiyah, the Chemiyah. Shavim, everyone agrees. They parse them, Sechem Mitzuda. You don't put in trap that you catch people. The Mashiach would take a Chavol, they should take a regular look. I have a Dama, Mitzuya Shav. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. My Karav, Nasa Lachas, and Aram El Vachai, Avad Lanidhi Tav Lechiz. The rule is that the Eir Miklat has to be a city in which a person could live. You can't go shopping there. That's not. You have to go outside to buy things. That's not Eir Miklat. Tana. Now read this Gemara next. Simple pasuk shot. Like something missing. Read the words. Tana. Talmid shegala v'galin rabba imay shenemar v'chai avad leidin tahav lechiyusa. So far so good. A Talmud goes to Galus, his Rebbe has got to follow him there. Because he has to be able to keep on learning Torah, that's Chayim. His Rebbe goes with him. Now, a Talmud that killed the Shaygei, Agamara assumes it's a Talmud Sheinei Hagel. Why? I'm not sure. Agamara assumes it's a Talmud Sheinei Hagel. Why it's talking about the idea of the Shaygei? It's a Talmud Sheinei Hagel. So what would you say? What do you see from this practice? That you do teach a Talmud Sheinei Hagel? But that you don't teach a Talmud Sheinei Hagel. Huh?
You do
what do you see from here? Do you do teach or you don't teach?
Is
that what you see? If you don't teach a Talmud Sheinei Hagel, so when he goes to Golis, you should stay home. You're not supposed to teach a Talmud Sheinei Hagel.
No, teaching
me
to go to
the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Zeir, Mekash Leishan on Talmud Sheinei Hagel." I would think it's the same Mekash Leishan on Talmud Sheinei Hagel.
Assuming
the
Talmud
Sheinei Hagel, so what advice are you giving me? Don't teach Talmud Sheinei Hagel. I have no proof, so the advice is useless. You've got to be a point where you assume it's going to get up. But why should he go? You should say, oh, it's a Talmud Sheinei Hagel, I'm not going. What? So that's somebody else teaching. Once I thought it, I've stuck. I don't want to hear something else. What's the purpose of the yeshiva? For Talmud Sheinei Hagel or for Talmud Hagel? Let's say I open a hospital. Anybody who comes in has got to come in. They have to be healthy. Only healthy people allowed. It'll be a very good hospital. Anybody visits, it'll look like a hotel. Well, isn't this something about a shvet and bavi as far? You shouldn't teach what? That means the yeshiva should be only for Talmud Hagel. Everybody else, we should. The Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says when it says why Yishan Hagel with Talmud Sheinei Hagel, it doesn't mean she's thrown out of yeshiva. It means first teach him Derech Yisharim, first teach him how to behave, first teach him Yirat Shamayim, then you start teaching Gemara. Don't start teaching him. Start teaching him Rav Chaim before he's a mensch. First, you teach him to be a mensch, and then you teach him Torah. And he's also Torah, but it's it's a different part of Torah. First, you got to teach them the truth. Then it makes sense. Well, Gemara, then all Gemara makes sense. Of course, you have to teach it. Do you hear what it's saying? It's saying that first you have to teach your Shemaya and Nidais, and then. So what's nowadays in yeshivas? So we tried in all those times. So we really learn all week just to hoodwink people into coming to the Musa Shul. You get the Musa, no? And the words that ain't a hug in the thing. The words that ain't a hug on, the whole reason we give Shir and Gemara all week is to get them so that they're not going to come to the Musa. Like this, they come. Right? All the ain't a hug on come. What? What? Some of the ones ain't a hug on, go to the Musa also. Otherwise, they're, otherwise, it's stuck. Okay, I don't know. But anyway, the Musa is important. The Musa is important that it's not shot, you're supposed to throw out a Talmud Shein HaHagan. You're supposed to straighten them out. The Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down, that's what it says. Talmud Shein HaHagan, it says, Ein Lan Tera Talmud Shein HaHagan, Ella, Meshida Vaisi B'Darach Yishara. You've got to straighten them out first. Not always so easy, but... Yeah, hopefully. Okay. The definition of Talmud Shein HaHagan is also very difficult. What's the definition of a Talmud Shein HaHagan? Anybody define it? Let's define Talmud Shein HaHagan. You're supposed to sleep in shir. Talmud Shein HaHagan. What? He has no derech eretz, that's why he has a feeling b'shayeg. Right? Dr. Shulchan says, very strange, but to me, he says it's in a resh mevav, Dr. Shulchan was kaf aleph. He says, Talmud Shein HaHagan is somebody who's maymed l'kanter. Somebody who learns to bar to the chaper. He says he learns to make fun of Torah. When he learns, he uses his Torah to detract, say, you know, you don't have to be so firm. There are people like that. They learn to get to the kula and tell people, oh, you wasn't firm. Right. It's not such a common problem, right? So what does that mean? There's a lot of different levels. And he says that if somebody who learns Shalai L'Shema is not called a Talmud Shein HaHagan. Somebody who learns Shalai L'Shema is also okay. Nowadays you don't learn Shalai L'Shema. Try to get a little bit of L'Shema in once in a while. Okay, anyway, the hard thing. Let's see the next member of the Gemara. It talks about a Talmud of Gostagalus, not talks about a Rebbe of Gostagalus. What is that? Amar Rav Yechanan, Alav Shegala, Megalin Yeshiva Sayyidin. Rebbe of Gostagalus, the whole Yeshiva follows him. And the whole Yeshiva means those who learn by him. So why is the Gemara saying the Khan Shalay Yishan Adam the Rebbe Shein HaHagan? You know what it should say? Why does it say that? No? What? It should, just like it said before, the Khan Shalay Yishan Adam the Talmud Shein HaHagan. Here it should say the Khan Shalay Yishan Adam the Rebbe Shein HaHagan. What? Rebbe Shein HaHagan, you're valuable. You have to be part of it. So you're not allowed to learn from Rebbe Shein HaHagan. So if Narsa says, right after it says, teach a Talmud Shein HaHagan, the next verse says, okay, that's make some place criteria, but whatever it is, it says not to learn from Rebbe Shein HaHagan. How do you know? Sometimes you don't know. So that's why maybe it's hard for a Talmud to know. What? So shouldn't follow him into Gala. The Mashah says the following thing. The Mashah says that there are exceptions. The rule that you don't learn from a Rebbe Shein HaHagan, the Gemara says that Acher, Elisha ben Avuyam, Acher, who was Talmud Chacham, that went off the Derech,
unless the Chad happens, they may. There's one coming up. He didn't believe in the Baruch Shalom, but he became a non-observant Jew. So it says Ramea learned from him. So the Gemara asks, how could Ramea learn from him? It says Ramea, says he knew what to learn from him. The good things he took and the bad things he threw away. The Marsha says, since there are people that could learn from a Rebbe Shane Harman, so therefore it doesn't say that. Although it's only Ramea, it's not true about everybody. But at least that's what he says. I see other Teres better that maybe a Rebbe to recognize a Talmud Shane Harman is a lot easier than a Talmud to recognize a Rebbe Shane Harman. But the Gemara, why is also the Gemara say why? For Rav Shagala, why did someone just go to Golos with him? If the Talmud goes to Golos, you got to take a Rebbe with him because he has to be able to learn. But if the Rebbe goes to Golos, the Talmud has to go with him.
Rebbe,
you tell me. That's a pshat. What? Some Rebbe wouldn't learn if he has no Talmidim, he's not going to learn.
Talmidim
has no place else to learn by. So then they're going to go just like they go anyway. Anybody who goes to find a good Rebbe. So it's saying, the Kan Shiva Sayyima is the advice that.
They get to have right to that area, and also you can't kick him out because no room for other.
They have a right. The Kan Shiva Sayyima, they have a right to the place. Is it because he used to the Rebbe? Is that true? I once heard a shiur from Rabbi Avigdor Miller. He learned the fears for the Rebbe. The fears for the Rebbe, and he said to whoever he was talking to, all of you, you should find someone to teach. You should find someone to teach. You have an opportunity. Teach somebody. It doesn't matter. Anybody will listen to you. You just get people and teach them. You set up a Seder and teach them, and you'll grow from teaching. You have to prepare. You're worried about you'll be counseling the summer. Well, learn something. Even though the kids will be half falling asleep, but who cares? They're big kids. I mean, not with kids. Try to get them to be up. Let them say, they won't listen much, but teach. Because, right? Second one, Amy. Everyone says, not everyone can teach. There has to be someone listening. That's just an excuse. Because not everyone's going to try to teach anyway. If you say, you can't be in that Thara Rishayim, how can everyone be in that Thara Rishayim? That's one of his examples. Everyone says, I can't, how can everyone be in that Thara Rishayim? I have to give someone else a chance. The Thara says, no, your job is to be that Thara Rishayim. You're more used to be in that Thara Rishayim. Not everyone can do it. So that's not your problem. Don't worry, you can even come 5 minutes late and be a Thara Rishayim sometimes. You have to be in that Thara Rishayim. Anything here? Think about Amy. Farmer of Yerichin and Menai was every parish and kailed in. Pirate itself is kailed. Shnemer is bata bar midbar, vitsim basrei, tzai tzai tzaira. My cash. Ha bid, no da asik ba, bid da lay asik ba. It's only going to be matzio while a person is teaching. To be safe, the girl of God won't be able to kill him. But, bid da lay asik ba na, you buy your same. My kailed in the malach amada. He heard you have chista, the yasid the guards. So quick at first carrot, the Gaal Dam can't kill a person who's learned. And someone who's not. Quick at second carrot, the Gaal Dam could kill someone who's learning. It's only the Malach HaMoth that's can. That makes sense? Again, the first carrot is that the Gaal Dam can't kill somebody while he's learning. Second carrot is no. The Gaal Dam could kill someone while he's learning. Only the Malach HaMoth that's can. Does that make sense? The Gaal Adam could kill without the Malach HaMoth's? Could the Gaal Adam kill anybody without the Malach HaMoth's? Doesn't work. Huh? That's Yibayi Seimer. Yibayi Seimer, no. The Gaal Adam could kill him. But my cult in the Malach HaMoth's. The Malach HaMoth's has nothing to do with murder. You saw? I think so. What? Not all, but you don't need by the same one. He's just saying the first parrot, just telling me I got another chiddush. But then the previous parrot was the first parrot. If I say that even the previous parrot is wrong, that's a second parrot.
But the secretary is that what? Is the girl not allowed to kill him while he's learning, yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
What? No. So then you don't need to get him on the mother's kid. Ready answer. Unless it means that the girl down can shoot him, and while he's learning, he won't die, he'll just be geisus. Until he stops learning, then he'll die. Huh? What? God don't be killed without the Malcolm mother? Those people could die without a Malcolm mother, then he added it. The Malcolm mother doesn't have anything to do with it. That's true. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe the guard down could still without the mouth about it. It's not Kamina. Not Kamina. You know, it says yesterday when Avaya, you're not supposed to walk in front of where the women are going. Because the mouth about it dances in front of the women. Why is it just in the women? They weren't on the side. That's what it says. So then if the guy was murdered, then he could. So the mouth about it doesn't have to do with it. He once sat on the tree. Hoka Arza, the tree broke. The Shasit, her sister was distracted. Yachel laid and killed him. Now, who's the famous story about this? Why does Al Gemara bring the story of Rav Chisda, not the story of David HaMelech? David HaMelech was much earlier. David HaMelech is a Braisa, and this is an Amira. The Benishchai is the Kasha. What? But we're here, it's a Tiha. So why doesn't it bring down the story of David? The Zayin Shabbat Tachlam is it? Now why? The Benishchai says that you're going to hear a story about David HaMelech and the Malach HaMavet. You think, oh, David HaMelech, he was, you know, the Raglei Markava. So he was at a special level. His title is Malach and the Malach HaMavet. The Gemara wanted to tell us that it works. It works all the time. Even Rav Chisda. Or Rav Chisda, nowadays we say who are Rav Chisda, but not us. But there's the point of the Gemara. Rav Chisda was relatively recent. To Rav Yehuda of Ashi. He said it worked, even Baruch Chisda. It worked by everybody. It's true, Rav Chisda did know, but still Rav Chisda was still learning. That's not going to be that. How does that answer the question? You might think only if you know you're going to die, it's not so. What's the logic to that? No logic. The message of the Gemara is that you shouldn't belittle your level entirely. Everybody on his level has the same. Same protection. Why is Reuven's ear miklat counted first? Then they should pass up Asol Tchila. He was the first Solomon. Shenema Yishma Reuven to any other. Darshav Simloi. May the Tziv Oz Yavdil Maisha Sholish Orim Beivah Hayadim Mizrach Hashemesh. Amalek Kadosh Baruch Hu Maisha. Hadra Hashemesh the Raitzim. Make it easy for the Raitzim. Prepare a city where at least the Raitzim could live comfortably. It could be Amri, Amalei, his Rachta Hashemesh L'Raitzim. I think this means that Moshe did it on his own. Hashem was Nachim. Hashem said, his Rachta Hashemesh, he did a very good thing. Dorosh Rav Simai, my Diksiv, Oyeh Kesef, Lo Yisbah Kesef. Somebody who likes money is never satisfied. And the Oyeh Bahamayim, Lo Yisbah. Oyeh Kesef, Lo Yisbah Kesef, said, my Shurab Enu, 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 Shurab Mitzvah Shabbat Yadi, I can't know. What does that mean? What does this mean? If you're mechuyev to do a mitzvah, is it one mitzvah for the six cities, or is it six mitzvahs? It seems to be one mitzvah for the six cities. Not counting the meaning of mitzvah, I mean it's one mitzvah. It separates or will be our mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. So if you can't do the whole mitzvah, you're supposed to do half a mitzvah. Is that true? No. Let's say you don't know how to blow Shavuot, Shavuot, Shavuot. All you know is how to blow Tekiyah. Should you just blow Tekiyah on Rosh Hashanah?
Huh?
You want to tell you again? Normally, it's like here, Pashtus, the Mrs. Kirch, who has here. The Mikamara says they're not into the zoo. What? So we're learning from here. It should be a zarid. To do what? To blow kiyas without shuvah? Let's say you have a chayla. The chayla cannot eat kazayis or matzah. So should we tell him, okay, eat at least a small piece of matzah?
Eventually
he'll be able to eat a half to the end of the... No, he won't be able to. There's 9 minutes to go. He'll never do the whole thing.
It's not terrible.
So what? Saying what might be a good chilek. This actually is a machlokes haplaskim. We get to it tomorrow. Yitzhak Hashem. If you want the klichenda, pashas tekudei ois David. I think it's the last piece. And among others, discuss the shayla. I also have a tshuva downstairs in it. That you're probably not familiar with is Malachi from the Sinyan. We'll do it in the session tomorrow. Okay, we'll turn the page and try to get to the Agadah tomorrow.